Military analysts think Labour's victory at the general election will put some defence force changes and purchases on the back burner. The former Minister of Defence, Ron Mark, was unsuccessful in Wairarapa, and New Zealand First failed to get any MPs at the election. But the Army veteran had a busy 3 years, introducing a $20 billion capability plan and confirming two major aircraft purchases worth billions of dollars to replace fleets from the 1960s. So who will replace Mr. Mark, and will the momentum of the past 3 years be lost? Our defence reporter Jonathan Mitchell with this.
Ron Mark took charge of the defence and veterans portfolios in 2017 as part of New Zealand First's coalition deal with Labour. After blaming the previous National-led government for kicking the can down the road on major defence decisions, he had his work cut out, and Mr. Mark launched a defence policy statement with strong language around China and its role in the South China Sea, a multi-billion dollar capability plan for the coming decades, as well as reviews of the Defence Force's state, its culture, and how it treats its veterans. The Iraq deployment also came to an end under his watch. A senior research fellow at Victoria University, Jim Rolfe, says Ron Mark laid a solid foundation.
He got a new defence capability plan through in 2019, and that lays out a future for the medium term at least. So the new minister primarily will have to shepherd the defence capability plan proposals through to culmination rather than initiate a new course for defence.
Robert Axon from Victoria University reckons defence won't be a high priority this term and suggests some of the proposed purchases in the capability plan might get put on hold.
So things like third offshore patrol vessel, another vessel along the line, perhaps a larger version of the Canterbury with greater capacity, perhaps the idea of expanding the size of the army. I think a lot of those sorts of projects are going to be less likely and at the very least might be delayed.
So if it's not going to be high on the agenda, who will take over? On the campaign trail, David Parker was defence spokesperson for the Labour Party. Some suggest Chris Hipkins, who has Trentham military camp on his doorstep, while former Defence Minister Wayne Mapp suggests it might be Labour Deputy Leader Calvin Davis's cup of tea.
I think it sort of suits his personality from what I can see. He has a certain, style that would work well with the Defence Forces. It's a it's an important portfolio, but it's not the at the absolute A line. And I think it's ideal to partner with the role of Deputy Prime Minister.
He's also suggesting Stuart Nash as a possible contender. While Jacinda Ardern is expected to announce her government and ministers in the coming days, without any veterans in the wings, it's unlikely whoever takes over will have the experience and passion of Ron Mark. For Morning Report, call Jonathan Mitchell. Aho.